Good Friday. Today is July the 25th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time to look out in the backyard and garden and talk about the dog days of summer as our flowers, our landscapes, our gardens, even our ornamentals can start to look pretty rough this time of year, and some different things we can do to care for those and try and rejuvenate a fresh look as we go into the remainder of the summer. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start off this Friday morning as we take a look out in the backyard and garden and talk a little bit about this time of the year, the dog days of summer, and different things we need to keep in mind and can be doing. Depending on where you're at, if you were under some of the rain showers that sort of blew up and went through, you may have got adequate moisture for your backyard garden, your trees, your flower beds, but if not, then things are really looking dry, especially with some of the heat we just went through. So watering is essential this time of year to keep those plants growing, especially our vegetables in the garden, as now is the time when a lot of them are flowering and converting from the vegetative growth stage to the reproductive growth stage when they put on the fruit and the vegetables. So we need to make sure they have ample moisture for that. This is also the time when our trees can really get stressed, especially those younger planted ones, and not just planted this year, but maybe in the last 5 years. At certain times, even the older trees can get stressed, and so giving them a good thorough watering, and what that means is that area that's underneath the drip line, so anything that is sort of shaded in by the top of the tree, that's where a lot of your roots are at, and so just letting that garden hose provide an ample soaking of moisture through that. It's not a little bit every day, but one good day a week or every other week with a good thorough soaking of water, and sometimes you do need to dig down a little bit, see how much that water has soaked in to get to the roots. The same with our landscape plants. It might be shrubs, it might be different types of bushes or other ornamentals that we've planted, and those also need good watering, especially ones close to the house. That radiant sun reflecting off the siding or off the bricks creates microclimates, and you can actually have ample evaporation in those areas and heat stress. So making sure that we are getting adequate water to our landscape, especially along the foundation plantings, is important as well. When it comes to some of the flowers, they're looking a little rough and ragged. Now's probably the time to go out and do some deadheading to those. That's clipping off the spent flowers and the blossoms and blooms at this time. That will allow those to put energy back into developing new ones, and you may be able to bring some flowering on again as we get a little bit later into the summer and into the fall. Now's also the time, if you have plants that are in containers, it might be a hanging basket or it might be just planters on the porch. Over time, those continue to grow and can become root bound just due to the natural nature of the plants growing. That means the roots grow and they can fill that container. So it may be time to pull that out and put that entire planting group into a larger container with some fresh soil, allowing that to get going again. That will re-stimulate those roots, good watering, and those will maybe start to bloom again for you too as they sort of take on new life. So it's that time of year. Things can start to look rough out in the landscape, but with a little bit of attention, TLC, and a good soaking rain or good watering, things can come back to life in a hurry. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. Talk about the heat and our fruit and vegetable gardens out there, as signs of heat stress not only happen to humans and animals, they also can happen to our plants. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
Extreme heat. If you picture the old adage about being it so hot you can fry an egg on the sidewalk, backyard gardeners can only imagine what significant heat and humidity is doing to their vegetable and fruit gardens. North Carolina State University Extension expert Minda Daughtry says basically, in periods of prolonged extreme heat and drought,
it really disrupts the normal growth and the normal functioning of that system or series of systems to get the plant to grow. Most plants really like it, especially vegetables, between about 68 degrees and about 86 degrees.
So what to watch out for heat stress-wise with veggie and fruit plants? Daughtry says it's not as simple as one would think. because
everyone often thinks, oh my goodness, this is a disease. No, there's a lot of abiotic, non-disease related stuff that can look similar.
The key impact on heat stress on garden produce plants, all plants actually,
it really messes with photosynthesis. The plant really prioritizes respiration to get that burning up the energy reserves to live over producing energy through farming sunlight, the photosynthesis part.
Resulting in the closing of the plant's breeding apparatus on its underside to conserve water, also reducing needed carbon dioxide for photosynthesis.
You're going to see that the growth isn't like what you're used to seeing, going to be inhibited, and your yields are going to be stunted. You're going to have stunted growth.
So, for example,
if you're growing tomatoes or a lot of your broadleaf plants, you're going to see the leaves wilting or rolling or cupping because those plants are losing water faster than they can absorb it. And that's where you're going to see this droop or the curling upwards or the cupping so that it minimizes, you know, how much sun it's getting and reducing the moisture loss.
Further issues associated with prolonged heat stress in vegetable and fruit plants include:
you're going to get some leaf scorch, sunburn. Intense sunlight can cause these leaves to dry out. And then when that happens, you're going to see brown leaves, yellow leaves, even bleached white patches sometimes on the leaves or on the fruit because you got cell damage, you have tissue damage. If you have fruit on there, your flowers are going to abort because it's just too hot to carry on major functions. You're going to have blossom drop and fruit drop.
And in the case of cool season veggie plants like lettuce and spinach,
you're going to see bolting because that plant, in order to get through their life cycle, may prematurely flower. The yield is going to be reduced there.
Leading in cases to deformed fruit, reduced sweetness, and increased disease vulnerability. And while you might think the simple solution to combat plant heat stress is just add water, Daughtry says when and how to water, plus other approaches, is just as important. More on that in a future program. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.